Well, I could mean an Irish potato, or I could mean a sweet potato.
Which would you usually mean, that you just said potatoes? What do you think of when you say potato?
Irish potato, more or less. Because sometimes I use an Easter.
There's multiplying things you have out there.
Onion. Oh boy, multiplying onions.
Are those the kind that you eat the tops of?
You need the top, yeah. You need the top and the bottom. My husband's going to Houston one day this week and buy a special knife, a French knife, and he's going to put all those onions in the freezer. It has a triangular shape to it, and he's going to cut those onions up and put them in plastic bags and put them in the deep freeze.
So those onions, I mean, do you call the little fresh ones that you eat, the tops and the bottoms, the whole thing together, what do you call them?
Are those shallots?
And what about something like you might put in a soup, a vegetable, you know, that if you brush up against it, it'll make you itch? Won't make you break out, it just itches, you know. It's, you know, green, has a gooey inside. If you boil it, it's real gooey. You might chop it up and fry it.
Eggplant? Okra. Oh yes, but you know, that's one thing that we never had much luck with is okra here. We don't plant okra, but we have to buy it. But we do love it.
I do too.
Yes.
Well,
my husband buys it from farmer's market. Have you ever seen any pickled okra? Yes, I'm gonna pickle okra.
Do you pickle it?
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, cabbages, what size are those?
Those are just a little small, let me see, what do they call that little cabbage? The early, I don't know what they call it, early wakey, but it's an early cabbage. And see, they're small, they never head, they never grow real bit large. But there's so many different, a lot of different kinds of cabbage.
Well, if you grow some beans in a pot or something and you want to get them out of the pot, you say you have to do what to them?
Shell the beans.
What kind of beans?
Or snap it. We have snap beans and shell beans.
Well, do you have any kind of those big yellowish flat beans, you know, cooked with butter?
Butter beans. A butter bean. They are white when they're dry. The yellow when they're done, but they're white when they're dry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those?
We don't plant those either. We mostly go for greens and tomatoes and beans and a few.
Well, do you call those yellow snap beans, do you call them butter beans?
Mm-hmm. No, a butter bean is maybe about like that. I mean about that long, and you have to shell the butter bean.
3 or 4 inches long.
Yeah.
You shell it to get the...
Yeah, to get the bean out. But the snap bean, you just break them.
Well, what do you call just the tops of the turnips when you cook them? You say you're having what?
Greens, turnip greens, most greens.
Well, how would you buy lettuce?
By the head.
So you say you go to the store and buy 2 heads
of lettuce.
Would you ever use that word talking about children?
Lettuce.
Head. Talk about the number of children you have. If I said, how many children did you have, you'd say, I had.
I see what you mean now. 11? Head, 11 children? Sometimes, I've heard people say head, but I don't refer to mine as head, but I refer to cows as a head of 11 head of cows or cattle.
But you wouldn't use that for children?
No, I wouldn't.
And if your husband was cooking something in the kitchen that smells so good, you say just what?
Smell good.
So you're telling
good
me,
aroma.
If you want me to notice it, you'd say just?
Smell that aroma, smell that odor.
And
doesn't it smell good?
What do you put on your pancakes?